This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Taku, I know we're missing some members today, but they hate us, so they just left.
They're just they exist
in spirit.
Even though Emma clearly posted that she was not here.
Yeah, all of that stuff. I'm Maxwell Song, and today I guess I'll be running our little shindig. And
yeah,
obviously, we're
more.
I guess this is kind of our OG crew when we used to do a show kind of like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Show before.
Who are you guys? Introduce
Hello.
Yourself.
Hello.
I already introduced myself.
Oh, no, you're fact, right. Max.
Oh, my fact. My turkey fact. I'm going to have a turkey fact today.
Guys, today's our Thanksgiving episode. He better say that.
It's our Thanksgiving episode, which I was going to segue. And did you know that turkeys are actually related to T-Rexes? I didn't know that. Also, they sleep in trees because apparently they're like the biggest prey. So I didn't know that. That's your turkey fact for the day. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Chubby Bunny. That camera. And my turkey fact of the day is that every year the president pardons a turkey. This year, he'll probably just bury it alive. That was depressing.
Okay.
Fact is that I love brining turkeys for like 5 hours overnight before you cook it because it makes it really delicious and
five
juicy.
Hours?
It's more than that, but I can't remember. You do it overnight.
That's a long time.
It's put in a bucket and it's fine.
Anyways. I'm Human Warlock, and I did not realize we were going to do turkey facts until 5 seconds ago, so I have a fact about me. I am having a crazy allergy attack today, so I will definitely be sneezing. Sorry.
Not a turkey fact. Not a turkey fact.
Not a turkey fact.
But
just a fact about
me.
Thanks everyone who stuck around from Power Rangers and is still watching us, or just who are here for us. Ice Hulk,
yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
We
all
appreciate
two of you.
We love you guys. We love you guys. Wink. Wink.
And what are we?
We are
Hyper Otaku!
I love that you asked the question first so that
yeah,
we can answer
it. So it's like
it.
A segue.
Yeah, it's a great segue.
Call and response.
If you guys don't know this bit, it's that we never know when to do this. We are Hyper Otaku things.
It's not
so we
really
fuck it
a
up
bit.
Every...
It's just
a bit
something
we mess
that
it up
we
every
can't
week.
Do for some reason as human beings.
Wow.
But let's get into it. We're going to go with our weekly segment, Weeb Weekly, where we talk about the best and greatest weeb news that we could find the day before.
Max, you are nailing it with these segues today.
I know, thank you. I'm very good at bad segues.
We should call you Maxwell Segue Song.
Maxwell Segue Song.
Okay, so our first news for the day is, I guess, now artificial shooting stars are like a really huge thing.
Ooh.
Or it's a thing that's going to happen eventually.
Uh-huh.
And here's this fancy video of, like, I guess... I don't know what their conceptual trailer, if you will.
Oh, so it's not, this isn't real.
It's not done yet.
This is CG.
Yeah, but we're just gonna watch it.
I guess we're gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta move it off the timeline there, Max.
I'm good with technology.
Sky canvas.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes. Oh,
whoa! Look at them touching fingers.
Wow.
And stuff.
Oh! Is this the whole trailer? Like, are we watching this whole thing?
Trailer.
Are we watching this whole thing?
So basically the concept is that they shoot like these artificial, or I guess poop
Max.
Out these artificial stones.
That's space garbage.
Well, it burns up in the atmosphere.
We're polluting
so kinda,
the space areas.
Yeah, probably.
How sustainable is this?
What the fuck is this shit?
Probably really sustainable.
Does that come to Earth? And that's
yeah.
why, oh
well,
my
it
god.
It burns up
okay,
in the atmosphere.
It burns in the atmosphere.
But what if it doesn't and it kills someone?
Okay, I don't
it's
know.
It's definitely burning up in the atmosphere, Michelle.
How do they know for sure it will burn?
Because if it's falling at a certain speed, it's going to burn up
but
in the
what
atmosphere.
If a part of it doesn't and then it kills
Why don't
someone?
You understand this?
Michelle, it would have to be bigger than like a shuttle in order to not burn up.
Oh, man. So, basically.
The guy with Blaze Man said, that satellite is pooping.
Yes. It is pooping beauty. Into the air.
You guys can buy our Hyper RPG one when it comes out.
Yeah, please. I'm sure it's only like a million or
yeah.
something.
You can name
dollars
it the Zack
per...
Attack or whatevs. Ever Walkie just told me to math, Michelle.
Why can't you math?
Why can't you math or science?
Okay, so the artificial shooting stars is from a company called Ale. Apparently, that's how you pronounce it.
Ale.
And you can order the shooting stars. It's not actually out yet, but it's going to be out in 2019. Mm. And so the thing about this is, and what makes it really interesting, is whether or not they're going to have it ready for the 2020 Olympics in Japan. Which is kind of the main draw of this.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of the point of, you know, like, having this intricate show. So, we don't know. We don't know, hopefully.
Says it's not true. It's always burn up. It depends on the re-entry angle.
Well, that's definitely true.
I'm pretty sure
assuming they calculated
this. Because that sounds more scientific
very
than
yeah,
me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds very high science.
But I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping that this becomes like, you know, just something that they've calculated and not some sort of like anime-esque apocalypse.
I don't think it's going to happen, guys.
I hope that they're all math Asians.
There's no way that everyone's going to be cool with this shit. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't know.
Well, unless it's like it's sustainable and it does actually, they have tested it. It actually burns out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like some sort of like carbon something or other that burns up, and not just space trash like we're assuming it's going
space
to be.
Space poop.
Or maybe it's a deadly weapon. Who knows? And then, you know, let's find our anime heroes eventually. And our next bit of news is that it is the 30th year anniversary of the Yamanote line and Final Fantasy. And so they're going to have a
crossover
I guess like,
episode?
It's like an RPG promotion where
stop
you
it.
You basically go and you scan a QR code from these really huge posters that's just basically all over the Yamanote line.
Oh, there it is.
And there's like a ton.
And you get
of
a Cloud
people.
Strife in your phone. How does it, what happens?
So basically, it unlocks like certain amounts of posters, and I guess it like tracks how many people tweet it out.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're against the boss, you get to actually like fight the boss as a
with
community.
With that character.
With
his debts.
And so it's like you unlock posters, which is pretty cool.
What does
it's
this have
all
to do
over.
With trains?
I don't know. It's just a tie-in thing.
Well, yeah, gotta read the article,
so we have the website.
No, you can't look at it.
And we'll show you real quickly like all the cool stuff that they have, just in case you're not going to be in Japan
and
in the next
a website.
Month, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like most of us.
Yeah.
Nope.
So,
there we go. Guys, this is called Googling with HyperOtaku. This is the second where we just Google for you and you look at
that
us.
That actually could be really fun if anyone wants to do that. So this is the main poster.
There's two main characters.
Yeah. Here's Terra, which is pretty cool.
Terra.
And then these are some of the bosses that you can fight. I believe it was a Gilgamesh or something. And here's a cute sign that they have.
I like that it's handwritten.
So
that's
here,
good.
Here's one of the bosses. So you scan the QR code and it has like a...
that's an Esper.
No,
that's not a boss.
That's Ifrit.
Yeah.
This is Shiva.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
I can read. It says
that's supposed to be...
Ramua.
Oh, it's Ramua. That's weird. Because I thought this was like some sort of skull train, but that's actually his beard, if you can see.
It does look like a skull train.
Oh, I thought it was a skull train, too.
I literally thought it was like demonic Thomas the Train.
Yeah.
But it's not. This is Rama, the lightning summon.
Yeah,
And here's Odin.
Oh, that's Odin. Sorry. Odin.
And here's some
booby
lady.
Oh, that's so much kanji I can't
read.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I don't know where she's from, actually.
Blah, blah, no, blah, blah.
I think she's from the city,
That's Bahamuto.
And this is Bahamut.
That's what it says. It's Bahamut.
Yeah, it says right there. And here's Cloud. And
Cloud.
You get Squall. I was going to call him Skull.
Lightning.
And then Yostola. If anyone plays Final Fantasy 14 or seen Dad of Light, you'd probably recognize it from 14. And then here's Noctis. Sasuke. Our edgelord Sasuke Final Fantasy character.
That's enough.
Yes.
So
enough of that.
That was that. So
just Google it.
Just Google it.
Yes.
If you're in Japan within
you
the
like
next
trains,
month, and a lot of people are there for the most part.
Yeah. And like Final Fantasy.
And like Final Fantasy.
Trains and Japan.
And like trains.
Give it a goose.
It's gonna be running until December 27th.
It really been 30 years of Final Fantasy?
It's been 30 years of Final Fantasy, but more importantly, 30 years of the East Japan Railway
Company. Right,
More importantly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is basically most of our news for today.
KF Joestar says, Googling with HyperTaku, aka how to violate Twitch TOS. Nah! Don't worry. It's live. They can't control us. We're not Googling. We're going with things. Okay.
All right. Hot takes. Lucas, hot takes.
Max is not doing.
Dropping it with a hot curse, take there.
Okay, they kind of cursed me when they're the like, segues. Do the good segues. I'm not going to do good segues anymore. Uh-huh, I have nothing to prove. Uh-huh.
So I was going to talk, for my hot take, I was going to talk about Terrace House, but you know what's eating my life up right now? Animal Crossing!
Yeah, Apocalypse Camping. Animal Crossing. It came out today.
Guys, I'm all over that. It's amazing. It's really fun. It's free to play. You pay money for like getting your furniture. Yeah, your furniture shit made quicker and stuff like that. It's not a big deal. Go play it. Download it now. It came out a day early. I'm like so excited.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Animal and Crossing. If you like anything and your friends can give you kudos,
and that means you get like more items.
Yeah, but what were you gonna actually say about Terrence's house? Are we gonna say anything?
Oh, that I'm starting to almost finish the episode, the season of Boys and Girls in the City, and it takes a. There's a really good episode. There's a really sad episode where Armin almost dies, and then there's a really upsetting episode where the 18-year-old girl has to do a gravure photo shoot. I'm like, are they showing this? And she's like upset, and I'm like, I don't know why they're putting this on TV.
Because the Japanese teenage life is it's pretty
she's
hard.
18. I was like, they shouldn't be showing this.
Wait, how did they almost die?
I mean, she's Armin? Not even an adult in Japan if she's 18.
Mm-hmm. Technically not, but I mean, I think from what I hear, all you can be like 16 and do those.
Yeah,
things.
I think age of consent is like 14.
Yeah,
I think 16 is smoking, but yeah, Armin is skateboarding and then he gets hit by a car.
What?
He's fine. But, like, the scene where they're, like, all telling each other what happened, and then he just comes home, and then, like, it switches back to the Japanese host, and they're, like, they're, like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Like, it's okay, it's great, he's okay. And then they have to, like, the cute girl brings out her tablet and is, like, so it turns out that skateboarding on major streets in Japan is illegal. And this, according to the statement made by the officer on the patrol for this duty, like Armin was breaking the law and he is like, basically like he had to pay a fine also.
And get hit by a car.
Get hit by a car and pay a fine.
But they're not supposed to skateboard on streets in Japan. So.
That is, okay, so I guess I'll never skateboard in Japan.
Yeah, Chum Jim.
He got yelled by a cop.
He definitely got yelled at by a cop.
The Keisatsu came after him.
I've been yelled at by many cops in Japan, and most of it was just very funny to me. I was like, what?
Anyway.
The cops in Japan are very different from
America. They're very kind, and they mean well, but sometimes I don't know what they're saying.
I don't know if this is a real fact, and this is only something that I've heard from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, if you are speeding past a certain, like, miles per hour, the cops will not chase you. Which I don't know if it's true.
Like,
once again,
that,
it's from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, so.
Yeah. I think my experience with the import scene is that is true.
Guys,
it's a very high speed. I'm not gonna say what speed it is, but it's a very high
speed.
Yeah,
don't tell the internet. They
it's
can't
like
Google
a,
it.
It's like a rocket.
Guys, crazy. This is hot takes. Let's go to the next one.
Oh, yeah. My hot take for the week is Inuyashiki. Spoiler alert right
now. What
the hell is that? Don't listen if you haven't seen it. Inuyashiki is that
that's right.
That,
I know what it is.
That anime that will probably be on Netflix. No, it's on Anime Strike. It's on Anime Strike right now. It is
our favorite.
It is not my favorite service, but it's a seinen type manga. And it's done by the same guy who did Gantz.
Okay.
So it's about an old man who becomes a robot and this psychotic teenager who becomes a robot and starts killing a bunch of people. So in this most recent episode,
he kills a bunch of bad people.
The older guy kills a bunch of bad people. The high school kid kills a bunch of families. It's really hard to watch, but this week he kills a bunch of internet trolls, and it was the most rewarding show I have ever seen. Like, he literally figures out how to hack computers because he's obviously a robot, and basically jump from computer screen to computer screen, and basically go like bang and kill them, like just from the screen. It was just like because basically the kid's mom kills himself after being harassed because it comes out that he's a serial killer, and so he basically goes after Nichan or Tuchan and kills everybody. I was like,
So
this is amazing.
Say the title one more time, Smuggy the Goblin didn't get it.
That's Inuyashiki.
It's Inuyashiki.
So not Inuyasha.
Sounds like Inuyasha, but it's Inuyashiki.
And if you're looking for Inuyasha, do not watch this.
That's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Cool. It's definitely very, very gory and has a lot of really mature, heavy imagery. So,
yeah, girl.
Yeah.
All
right.
But it's so good.
My hot take for the week is that I watched Boruto. Boruto.
Boruto.
Boruto.
The show of Naruto Spawn. And it basically is an episode about Inojin not being able to use his like painting jutsu.
Ooh.
And so, you know, I guess it's like a weird, like, what is that called? Where you like an artist block? He has like this artist block, and then he has to really like figure out why you know this isn't working.
Yeah.
And so he enters an art contest trying to figure this out, and Himawari wins the contest, even though like Inojin has made this beautiful like landscape of like Konoha.
Oh no!
Himawari wins, and basically he goes up to Himawari and is like, "I want to be your apprentice."
Oh my god, yes, that's
it's
amazing!
So cute.
I'm definitely not caught up on Boruto.
I think you could basically skip everything else except last week.
I don't care about the missed country people at all.
I mean,
sure it ends well, y'all.
Shinobi bout though, right?
I just
right?
have
Shinobi
bout, guys. And I watch that I can't like just watch ones that I'm not 100% in. But okay, I'll skip to that.
Yeah,
but good. Anyway, Himawari is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very like this is the episodes that this series actually needs.
Yes,
because the thing that's always interesting about Naruto was the side characters, and now they're actually starting to get into that. And so now they're like a new generation of people that are now watching this are going to grow up with that generation of ninjas, which is, I think,
and be like, you know, the anime about Boruto's his dad, it's like pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Thanks,
cool.
Thanks, Gets Heart, Jamie.
Yes,
we get that. We get that meme. Wink.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. So thanks. Anyway, really good. Check it out. And we're going to go with our usual weekly serialization / review on next time on. Segways are hard. Okay.
No badass libido, y'all.
So we'll start off with Ancient Magus Bride because I feel like it was one of those episodes where it's like it's setting up stuff. It didn't really necessarily have anything super interesting.
So if you cried about the cats, get ready to cry about some goddamn dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is where she gets her familiar, and it's some. This is the non-spoiler version of this episode is. It's about how she gets her familiar, how Chise gets her familiar, and we reveal some crazy shit about
Ruth.
Goatman.
Elias.
Elias. Yeah. There we go.
Goatman.
So the spoiler synopsis is
that she meets Ruth and
oh shit.
The synopsis is they meet Ruth.
No, the episode starts when you see Ruth.
She gets Ruth, and that's literally the only reason why I watched this episode.
Yeah, they don't really if you don't know what Ruth or who Ruth is, he's basically kind of this curly haired like all black wearing
he's
character.
Basically a Grimm.
Yeah, but he is a black dog, and if you know anything about like I guess what English folklore, a black dog is basically kind of a
it's
ghost
like Celtic
demon dog.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I have a black dog. I didn't know she was a ghost.
It's basically like, you know, a Sirius Black turns into the like a big black dog in Celtic mythology.
Oh, Irish Wolfhound.
So they usually
thanks, Alquin.
They usually symbolize the coming of death or misfortune.
Right.
Yeah. That's what black dogs
do. Just like my cute doggy does.
But Ruth is a pretty good dog guy.
It's a very good episode.
Yeah,
I think
it's very good.
It kind of extrapolates a little more on Chise's motivations, like what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like taking some charge and being like, you know, you seem like this other girl shows up. She's like, you seem bad. I'm just going to make you fall asleep with this like totally like grape drug I made by accident.
Yeah.
And it shows that she has like a job now. Like she's making potions and stuff and learning about magic. I guess you would technically call it a filler episode because nothing very dramatic happens. But I think the reveal at the end of the episode of Elias's like true form was like dramatic.
Yes. They don't really show most of it, but it's like all the parts that like they reveal, you're just like, what is this thing?
Like, he's like
just something super scary.
Yeah, he's like a thorn spirit or something.
Yeah,
because
the girl, like the girl who wakes up from the rape drugs or whatever,
it's not rape drugs, guys. Oh my god,
it's like it's a sleeping potion.
Sleeping potion. Sure.
She's like, oh yeah, my master said he was like somewhere between trying to pretend to be a human, but she's like, no, his form is very purposeful and it's very scary.
Yeah.
Spoop.
And then it also kind of like goes into his motivations of what he is. Basically, he is not human, obviously, but he's also a created demon, and he's trying to become human. Yeah. And that's the thing that they basically reveal, and that's why it's kind of important to watch.
And that he has done something bad, so he's trying to, like, atone for it, but you don't know what that thing is yet. So it's a good episode. Watch it. Please, guys, be watching this series. It's super fucking good.
I think it was very slow to start, but it's kind of starting to ramp up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, the music is amazing all the time. It's just
cry, cry, cry. Yeah.
The atmosphere in it is beautiful, mm-hmm. And it's just such a good experience. But we're going to go to our Shokugeki no Soma section, which was lit.
Oh my god, it was so good.
Okay. It was really good.
So here's the non-spoiler synopsis is that.
Non-spoiler is that he basically fights the
Aizon
at a Shokugeki, which they basically did ramp up last week. Mm-hmm. And now this is kind of where the results come in and they start actually, I guess, presenting their dishes. So that is a non-spoiler version. Now the spoiler version. Basically, they present their dishes. So
The end. But so what's on the line here is basically if Soma wins, they won't shut down the Polar Star Dormitory. Yeah. But at the same time, Aizon has sent his little baddies to go basically evict the friends, and the friends are basically fighting back.
Yeah. And apparently this is stuff that has happened within the many, like, different dorm, like, generations. So it's
I just realized I'm an episode behind.
So we just spoiled it.
To be fair, it did come out today, and I did watch it at work.
It's
so,
been kind of a hell of a week, guys. Sorry. Great.
Yeah,
Nekihama says he made Thai angel wings, basically.
He did.
He basically
that
did.
That is a real
angel
thing.
Angel wings.
Yeah. He basically made gyoza, but stuffed inside boneless chicken wings, which is, if you don't know, it's Thai, like, angel wings.
How would
you
but he did, but he did do the thing where, like, the traditional, where you kind of, like, make this crust with flour, but he made it with Parmesan cheese.
Ooh.
And he had his special sauce.
Yeah, and special sauce.
But he did turn the judges, the Thai, because the judges were bought, if you don't remember. And the judges basically tried it and all voted for him after realizing that his, what they assumed, like, B-grade slapped together food was basically a new combination that tasted much more refined than what they thought it would taste like.
Yeah. And it's just, like, a really good episode because you start seeing, like, all these really good themes of, like, the dude's name is the Alchemist. That's his nickname, you know? And so, like, all of his, you start seeing, like,
he makes gold from poop.
No,
he does not make gold from poop.
That's not how alchemy works necessarily.
I don't know what's happening.
But you start to see, like, the expertise of the top 10 student council. And you start to see, like, there's a lot of stuff in stake. And even this guy who basically doesn't really cook and just, like, does really crappy, like, behind the scenes, like, shadow shit.
He's not crappy. So basically,
he's a good cook. Yeah. They're all good cooks.
Aizon has a very, like, refined taste, and he has to understand food in order to consult and do business. Because up to this point, they've just showed him doing, like, oh, I'm a consultant and I do business and I wear a leopard shirt.
I wear a leopard shirt.
Basically say, like, well, of course his palate is refined enough to make it into the top 10 because he has to know good food in order to be a good like consultant.
But also, Rindo is the best.
Yes. Yeah. Rindo never fails to be the best of the Elite 10.
And this is one of those episodes where there was, like, almost no women whose clothes ripped off, and it was all men.
Yay!
All men. So, you know, I'm just saying that there is equal representation, especially in this episode.
Flying to the sky of emotion!
But it is definitely a great episode. I do like also the theme of, like, the speech that someone makes at the end, where it's just like, we're not going to take this lying down. Like,
yeah.
We're definitely going to fight back. And
we're
doing it. Yeah, like, the kids are finally like, we are not going to stand by and have this school ripped from us. So it's, I think it's a very good challenge to the villain son that we have now.
Cool.
And speaking of poultry, we're going into our main topic. Not bad, right? That was okay.
That was
like a 4 out of 10.
Yes, main topic.
That's not bad. But our main topic today is that we're just talking about anime that we're thankful for and has basically changed our lives because it is Thanksgiving in
a couple
of days.
Can I make the traditional Thanksgiving thankfulness sound? Ready?
Yep.
That is not a traditional sound in any tradition or culture. So I don't really know.
Apparently
why
a tradition
you would think
here
that.
Now.
I invented it.
So,
I made that sound.
Thank
up
you for
the
air
time.
Horn sound, I guess. Which I guess
it's festive.
Hails the eve of Thanksgiving.
Yay.
So yeah.
So we're talking about the anime that have series that have changed our lives one by one, because you know what? Emma and Matt aren't here, so we have time for that shit.
let's just go into a nice soft fest. Get your tissues out because you're gonna cry. I guarantee it. No, I don't guarantee that at all.
All right.
So let's start off with Michelle.
Oh shit! Really? Yeah. Mine's
it's
at the
you.
Bottom.
We're working from the bottom.
Oh, okay. I thought I was gonna need to go. Guys, if you didn't know which one mine was, I'll tell you now. It's Sailor Moon, and you guys should know that if you've even one Google of me. So Sailor Moon. Nope. Yep. Just keep scrolling around.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, you're bad indeed. If you guys don't know the basic premise of Sailor Moon, it's a young girl gets magical powers and has to save the world and her friends with her friends, friendship and the moon, and she's secretly a princess. Spoilers. So this series came out in America in 1994 ish. Right? Stop playing. Not, what? Why am I gasping? What's happening?
Nothing's happening.
Okay. So around 1994, well, I started watching it around 1994. So yeah. That means that I had just entered high school. When I entered high school, I didn't have any friends. I went to a magnet school away from where
in
I went to
1994,
like
you were in middle school.
I was in the freshman year of high school. That's 94? 90, so, no. Well, 94 going on 95 because I...
I'm a year older than
you. Oh, that's right. Wait, you're right.
And I started
school
high school in 1995.
I'm trying to say 1996. Sorry. Yes. 94, 96 is when it was airing in America. And in around 96, I went to high school. I didn't have any friends. And something that weirdly got me some friends was that I noticed some other girl had a Sailor Moon sticker or something on her notebook. And I was like, holy shit, where'd you get that? Because at that time we had no products.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So we became friends and I got into, I made some other friends through that. So I started making my main group of friends they were interested in anime in high school, and that's kind of how they stuck around. That was really great. And then in college, the same thing happened all over again. I got there, didn't know anybody. I went to Penn State. Ooh, Pennsylvania. Huh. I'm not really that proud of my college. And it was just the state school, and I just studied my ass off the whole time, but everyone was like, no, football. I ended up joining the anime club. I found there was an Iaido club. Iaido is the Japanese art of sword drawing. It's a very specific
That's
club.
Actually pretty awesome. That you're
yeah, so you, I mean, you practice with wooden swords, and real swords aren't super sharp. And it's just you go from the sitting position to drawing a sword to standing up to striking is what that whole study is. Anyway, my friends there, I figured out that when people are into that shit, they also are into anime, because all of a sudden they were all they're all sitting in a circle and they're all talking about anime. And I was like, oh my God, do you guys watch anime? They're like, yeah. Are you part of the anime club? There's an anime club. So they got me to go to the meetings. They actually invited me to go with them to KatsuCon. And I was like, what's that? What's an anime convention? They're like, oh my God, what girl. So they taught me about conventions. I was 18, when I first started going to conventions, and it was so fun. And that's how I made my core group of friends, and that's still how I have my friends, is through nerd stuff. So anyway, long story short, it made me start studying Japanese. I was really interested in it. I ended up majoring in Japanese as one of my majors. I moved to Japan for 3 years. I met the person I was going to marry. He's not Japanese, but he was also there teaching English as well. I moved back here, got a job working for a Japanese fashion magazine, and I still work in Japanese shit today, and it changed my fucking life, guys. Anime is great. Woo! But it did start with Sailor Moon. If you guys if you guys don't know about how awesome Sailor Moon is, I won't give you the long story of it. I guess we'll just pull up the picture, and it'll give you, I guess, the best rundown of what Sailor Moon.
And just to add, if anyone in chat wants to actually put in what their first anime or what anime that they're thankful for, yeah, we'll definitely give you a shout out, and then we can discuss it, because we've got all the time in the world.
We do. So Sailor Moon wasn't my first anime, Speed Racer was, but this is the one that changed my life. So if you look at the image which got pulled down, you did see. So obviously it was a manga first, top left. There are several million musicals of it, the middle top. There are a lot of video games on the top right. It's kind of like a side scroller fighting game, Ninja Turtle style.
Definitely played.
There's RPG games.
That.
There's a lot
that
of different
so
games.
Good.
Bottom left, do you guys remember we've referenced it before in the show, Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon was the live action version of the show. And then bottom right is that time when America tried to do a reboot of Sailor Moon. Yes.
I did not know that was a thing that existed.
Yeah. It was a live action, and then when they turned to Sailor Scouts, they went to this shitty anime version. It's amazing. So if you guys don't know what that is, look it up. It's on YouTube. It's disgusting and sad.
Great. Oh, boy. I actually did not know that existed, wow. Yeah. But that is perfect.
But yeah, Sailor Moon just showed me like that. Not only did it become my obsession, but it kind of showed me that, you know, what a deep friendship was, because I never really had a deep friendship before. Like I had like friends from school, but they like we didn't fight for each other or like have fights with each other in order to learn more about each other, that kind of stuff. So it was like good learning and like, you know, it was a good gateway drug to other anime. Well, so that's mine. It's Sailor Moon.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, I have very good memories of Sailor Moon. That was definitely one of the first ones that I've watched. And you know, for being a, you know, like a small Asian boy, you know, like you probably shouldn't have thought it was as cool as it was, but it was cool.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just like those. It's definitely one of those core series that, like, if you were an American in like the early 2000s, that you know you saw. Like the 5 or 6 series that you saw. Sailor Moon was definitely one of them. It's definitely formative of the whole culture as well. And I'm seeing in chat, I just saw a One Punch Man, apparently, someone is thankful for, which is great.
Someone's Robotech.
Which is classic, old school. Dude. Real old school.
I see y'all trying to nerd check each other in chat. I get you.
That was definitely one of the first ones that I watched in junior high school, because a science teacher of mine actually had a club for Robotech.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Wow. So Speed Racer is definitely one of them as well. I remember Speed Racer like... Do you guys remember Speed Racer that much?
It's the first anime I watched. It was on MTV. It really like at like midnight or something.
Oh, that's right.
When was that?
Because there's like
it was way back. It was before Sailor Moon.
Version, and then there's like an edgier, darker version.
So they only released the episodes with like Racer X like a little later on. So not in the 70s. And there's a whole interesting story. You guys, what's something burning? It's Fireside Chat is now burning down the whole house. By the way,
I hope so.
If you Google it, the director he bought Speed Racer. He was an American guy, and then he was like, "I have to make this friendly for kids," and so he changed the plot of a lot of the whole thing to make it safe. But
man, I think the MTV version was like super intense, though.
Yeah, I've never
it
seen
was
that.
Like about
that
doping.
That was the edited version though. Like was I have it? I've never seen the
that's
edited,
an edited version.
Yeah.
That's
version.
So dark.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, also Voltron, but I did see in chat, and I'm sorry, I can't see your name anymore, but someone did say Record of Lotus War.
Oh, yeah, it was
Ozai 76.
Yeah.
And that just so happens to be...
That happens to be an anime I'm thankful for. Record of Lotus War is not my first anime, but it was my first real introduction into like high fantasy and D&D. I had no friends growing up, so when you don't have friends, you can't play D&D.
Yeah.
But I had also, being as, you know, I'm like first generation born here in America, I had never read The Hobbit growing up because my parents had no way of introducing me to any sort of literature. Mm. All of this stuff I kind of discovered after Record of Lotus War. It came out in, I think, 1989, the 6-part OVA series, which I saw on like Animation USA like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Is that okay? Yeah. That's where I must have seen it.
Like in the early 90s. That is where I saw it. And it basically was the 6-part OVA. It introduced like all of the elements that you find in high fantasy. Mm. So like high elves, dark elves, like all the roles that they play. So I had no idea mages, like D&D was
dragons.
A thing. Mm. Yeah. It had its own lore, and it actually had a fan based RPG made out of it because it was so popular at the time.
We should play that.
And it had an SNES game, which I definitely played.
I didn't know they had one.
Yep. It was so it's so old, and you can only find it in like certain things. You can find it emulated. Like it did not age well.
Oh. it's bad.
The game did not age well. Okay, the game didn't age well.
Yeah,
but if you actually watch the anime
series now, it's
some of the most beautiful animation
I've ever seen. Really, really pretty.
Still holds up, which is crazy to say.
Zenblade points out that Records of Grandcrest War is coming soon and is related to Lotus War.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
Lotus War, so it has a 6-part OVA and it also spawned a 26 series episode based on the, but I think it's parallel but sort of different from the OVA storyline because like spoilers, a bunch of people die in the OVA which don't die, they come back to life in the series, so those two lines are separate. But it also introduced me to the idea of anti-villains, because the main like quote-unquote villain Ashen is not really a villain. He's basically a guy who inherits this kingdom and does his best to kind of lead them by his own way, which, as twisted as it is. I had never read that in literature, so being me as an edgelord person,
edgelord,
I love that.
Hashtag edgelord.
Yeah, hashtag edgelords, out of the edge. But yeah, I love this series, and if you've never seen it, I think you should seek it out and definitely watch the OVA and the 26th episode anime. It definitely changed my life.
Find it.
OVA stands for Original Video Animation, yes. I believe.
And usually the shorter version or condensed version of the previous anime or all new story, which is done in three or four episodes. It's very short.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it doesn't usually show on TV. It's usually
straight to DVDs.
So that's really the main difference. There's serialization, which is the 24 TV episodes, 26 usual or 12 TV episodes, and then OVAs. Yeah. They just kind of go with whatever. Usually the OVAs end up being like the better of the two because of production time.
Mainly. Yeah, production time. The animation quality is definitely better in the OVA than it is in the series.
And they definitely put a lot more of the original material into it. Yeah.
But so, I mean, I had very similar experiences to Michelle where, you know, I mostly made my friends through anime. I definitely joined anime clubs, went to like kind of Asian video stores and rented anime.
Oh, yes.
My
four episodes per VHS.
My husband, who is in chat with me, with us tonight, he and I both also met and bonded over Vampire Hunter D, which was one of my first animes.
Black Rock Wednesday, if you guys scroll up, he shared a really nice story about how him and his brother watched Fullmetal Alchemist. Yes. And inspired by it, they went camp on a long, like, 6-month camping trip to, like, to have an adventure. That's really cute.
It was amazing.
Oh, hashtag blessed anime. Oh, he brought us so much.
Yes.
I know, right? I think
it's true, though.
I mean, like, I remember when I watched Lotus, like, that was probably one of the first animes where someone died.
Yes.
Mm, where someone died. Dead.
It's like serious consequences.
That really, honestly, like, I think I was pretty young when I saw this, too, that it was, like, really impactful. You know, it's when you think about, like, character deaths, you know, you think of, like, Titanic or whatever, you know, but, like, it definitely changed my perception of like what anime could be and how sad it could be. And also Fushigi Yugi, by the way.
Fushigi Yugi!
There were so many consequences in that
Why?
One. I thought it was going to be like Sailor Moon. I was like, oh, because the Sailor Moon actress did the voice for Mikasa?
Tamahome
and Miyaka. He said he screams at every episode, Miyaka! And I was like, no, this is not. Oh my god! It starts with rape, and I'm like,
Fushigi Yugi is another one of those. Like, I think it definitely has themes that I'm not comfortable with now. But like, even like Nagato, the main bad guy, I was like, yeah, I understand his motivations.
Yeah.
Well, oh god damn it, her the mangaka of that also did Ayashi no Seres.
Oh and god,
that one starts out so rough, and like she was like, I'm just going to start from the darkest place I can think of. And
I think it was during a time in the 90s where
that was hard to finish.
All manga was just like, main heroine's going to suffer some really dire consequences and then we'll go
there will be up from there.
And then they'll become like the greatest hero.
Yeah. There'll be a boy who likes you and another boy who likes you and one's going to die. Suzaku! Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Hamas.
And the last words usually be like, I just want you to be happy.
Oh my god, Sam Goody! Rip Sam Goody!
Rip
Sam Goody!
All right, Max, what was your life-changing one?
Well, maybe I kind of gave it away. Oh. Lucas, I have a video!
Oh my god, you can't just like surprise him with a fucking video.
I'm sorry, I forgot about this
one. Okay, now we're just looking at this guy. Make it this way, you idiot.
I'm trying! This is my first time dealing with
this. This is Max's life-changing anime.
This is the first time they've made me use the keyboard and stuff. And
I asked you if you wanted to do it. You're like, I know how to do it. I'm like, okay.
I
love
still
that,
can.
Like, Naeem is like, yeah, I love this. He's like, off on the side.
Cowboy Bebop is awesome. It's stylish, and it's one of those anime you could say you like, and everyone's like, ooh, that's cool, because like Keanu Reeves loves it, too.
Keanu Reeves does love it.
Keanu Reeves loves it.
Everyone loves this.
Wrong. I don't like it.
How dare you?
It's beautiful.
Everybody,
baby, shake the mouse.
I'm always the one that hates everything, and everybody is literally.
Hey, but it's okay because you don't have to like everything. I don't like a lot of shit too. That's not in my genre.
Look at how beautiful this intro is.
But it's okay if other people like it.
This is like one of those themes and intros that just like invoke so many.
This was
Yoko Kanno.
Yoko Kanno, who did all of the music for Cowboy Bebop, and I was like, do I like jazz now? Oh, fuck. It's good. Some of the songs are weird. The little bird song creeps me out a lot.
Yeah, but that's the point.
It's supposed to evoke emotion of what happened in the scene, and God damn, it's good. Dude, this shit holds up. You know how old this shit is? It's super fucking old. You guys don't know what this is?
The animation holds up.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what this is, go watch it.
If you have the Blu-ray, if you don't have the Blu-ray version and you like anime, like what are you doing? What are you doing? It's so good. It's definitely something that needs to, like,
I feel like this is a series that I probably have to, like, watch as an adult, because as a kid, well, I guess as a high schooler, I did not like it.
There's so many good things about it. And it might also make you sad, so watch out for that.
So, if you guys haven't seen Cowboy Bebop, which I'm sure you've all seen it, because it's basically one of the most amazing series that are critically acclaimed to this day. Basically, and any person that I've ever had a conversation with, they have seen Cowboy Bebop. And actually, mostly the people that are around our age has definitely seen Cowboy Bebop, because it is one of the first anime, like Sailor Moon, that really brought this kind of like idea of, hey, this is a great art form. And, you know, even though Sailor Moon has been serialized and it was kind of a kid's show, this was kind of the first anime where people of all ages could really enjoy it, especially adults, which is
that
kind
was
of
released in America, like, you know, that we could see,
that we could watch. I mean, it was that, and then it was Trigun, Outlaw Star, basically a lot of stuff that was on Toonami. I can't remember if there was a different showing of that wasn't on Toonami, Cowboy Bebop, because
an edited version, you mean, or what do you mean?
Like, well, okay, so there was a time, right, before we had all this streaming technology or like really good like DVDs and stuff, like Genion, all of the old school DVD.
Oh, Genion. Oh, I was like, what is Genion? It sounds so familiar.
Yeah. And ADV.
And Pioneer.
And Pioneer.
Oh my God, and manga.
And before they, like, you know, when those were the only like anime publishers for America.
I don't think any of those companies exist anymore.
None of them do.
But the crazy thing is just the idea, like, we had to go through hell to find anime.
Yeah.
And there used to be so Chinese bootleg.
You cost so much money that
you could find at like card stores.
Whoa.
That
and
basically
those hard,
sold Pokemon
those
cards.
Those hard white plastic cases where they just flipped in a photocopy of the fucking title.
Some of them were awful. I have the chintzy version of Trigun, and his throughout the whole show, it's Dash the Stampede. But the thing about those are they had the American dubs as well. And so, like, this is basically one of the core series that, like, introduced a lot of people to anime. And, really, you know, everyone was talking about it, even if you weren't a fan of anime. And now look where we've come, to this point where
it's just, like, on my phone.
Yeah, it's a real industry. Mm. And even back in the day, like, Japan, even though they had a lot of anime promotions, they did not go hard on that stuff until all of these really great shows came out, and they really saw, like, the potential of, you know, promoting anime and promoting, like, the Akihabara culture.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, this is, well, I would have to say, one of the most, like, world-changing anime that I see. But
and you can get it on Laserdisc.
And
that?
You can get it on
I
Laserdisc.
I had a friend in college who was like, I'm just going to, like, really stick with Laserdisc. I feel it's going to come back. Poor guy. He bought all his anime on Laserdisc.
If you don't know what Laserdisc is, I feel like some people won't.
They're
imagine a CD that's about this big. Like, no joke,
like pizza,
they're this big.
Like a pizza.
Yeah, like a full-size pizza.
And it held, like, just about the same amount of information as, like, a CD does.
Yeah. It's crazy, the stuff that we had.
And then the play in DVD. Was like this fucking bitch.
That was way past my time. Like, I remember when we used to watch anime, like Dragon Ball Z, for instance, which was like on one of those random, like, five in the morning channels.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to, like, record it on, like, VHS tapes. And we would have to record it over and over again. And if someone recorded over it, there would have been death. Because that was the only time. There was no schedules. There was really no internet. Like, we struggled.
We struggled.
Anime.
We had right? to know the best.
Hashtag, we made this country for you.
This is like, yeah, the best is fan subs where you bought some VHSs, sent them away, and hope that they came back yeah. after like 3 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Jabberwocky and Ice Hulk point out that they both had it at Laserdisc in school because that was something that the Laserdisc industry told schools. Like, this is going to be the only way to show your kids videos for some fucking reason. And they were like, okay, because they had it in mine too. But it was a goddamn ruse. Yeah. It was a grift. It was a grift.
Somebody basically said, which is an accurate description, it's a CD the size of a record.
Yeah. So hashtag bless. Thanks.
Hashtag
yeah.
bless hashtag for you guys.
Wait, we shouldn't start a hashtag for hashtag.
We shouldn't start
anime.
A hashtag about everything.
Hashtag
but.
Thanks. Think hashtag anime is giving. Think anime.
Anime is giving.
Anime is giving. It's kind of long.
That's long.
Okay.
Hashtag
weeb's
giving.
Weeb's giving.
Got it.
Yeah,
hashtag weeb's giving.
Okay, guys, please do hashtag weeb's giving. Tell us what you're grateful for. We are gonna reply. I'm like tag us. It's easier for us to see too.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Good job.
And I guess it's also I have to say. Well, I mean, how much time we got? No. Okay. It's time. It's almost time for the game. I just wanted to add one more thing. We'll probably have time for some like answering questions at the end. So, you know, keep on putting it in chat and, you know, whatever questions you have about the bad old days of anime, we'll love to answer them because it was basically just a rant about how old we are. So hopefully you enjoyed that.
All right.
But now we're going into Fusaketo.
You said it wrong.
This week on Fuzakeru, it is a game I created.
Yume is the game's master.
I am the GM this week. And all hail. This game is called the Battle Over 9000. Yeah. These are the rules, so listen carefully. Each player draws a card from this deck of cards that I created today. On the count of three, each player will look at a card and reveal it to chat.
It's always flower.
The stronger character on either card means that the person who has a stronger character will get to toss flower on the loser. If both players throw flower on each other or think that theirs is the strongest, they need to explain to chat why they think theirs is the strongest, and chat will decide
who's
the winner.
You guys decide who's getting flowered.
Yes.
This is audience participation.
Please participate.
Please participate. Flower will be tossed every round. The first to five wins is crowned anime sensei.
Well, that's very ambitious.
So these are the cards.
Okay, great.
It's just me. It's just Max and I.
It's all random, by the way. Yeah, so we're basically trying to explain. We're going to try to convince you.
Okay. Batsugemu!
So, yeah. You're supposed to leave now.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
So, okay. 3, 2, 1. So who's the stronger?
Well, I don't
can you look at
them
now?
Yes, look at them.
Oh, I don't even.
Wait, who is that? Let me see.
I have Mateko Kusanagi.
Okay. I have Saber from Fate
Stay Night. Okay, you go first.
Saber from Fate Stay Night, obviously, because she's basically immortal and she has her noble phantasm basically is a giant explosion that destroys fortresses. So, and also, she's immortal. Just saying.
Okay, rebuttal. Guess who else are immortal? Robots who have their minds transferred to other robots for all of eternity because robots are going to rule the whole world in the future. Motoko Kusanagi has ninja skills. She has fighting skills. She has guns that can go into her hand. Motoko Kusanagi definitely wins.
There's just no way she could possibly win. She's basically an immortal hero.
Yeah, look at these twos.
Okay,
two
shall win.
Two.
Yeah. Check called it. All right. Michelle's one, Max zero. Next round.
I'm gonna try to block.
Statistically, there is no way that she would win ever in a battle. Why is this so sweet?
All right. Next card,
it's waffle mix.
All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Well, it's not focusing.
Oh, what is yours?
Is mine cheese from Cheese Street? Wait, what's yours?
This is Ava 01.
So is this stronger in general or stronger against each other?
Yeah, it's up to you. Whatever. This is all right. Opinion based.
Okay, so you're
sell it to chat.
I'll go first this time. So Chi's number one, vote one for Chi. Chi would win because in a battle between these two characters, Chi's the smaller of them, and even when we want to register her sweet, 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 innocent presence. Also, if Shinji ever got out that goddamn Ava, which he's never inside of anyway, he'd be like, oh, look at this cute cat. Oh, I can't kill. I must run away. And then Chi would win. The end. Number one.
All right, Max. Your arguments.
Ava 01. I mean, come on. It's a giant robot. Don't vote out of spite.
It is Chi from Chi's Me Home. Okay, ready to block. 1, 2, 3.
All right, round three, guys. Round three.
I don't like this game.
You have to tell them which number to vote for. It helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Vote for two.
I'm one. What is this?
What did you guys get?
Oh, so you're two now? Okay, I'm one. I'm one.
Michelle, you're always one. Max, you're always two.
Oh, I'm always one. Okay, I'm always one. So I am a Gundam.
Gundam Wing?
I'm Gundam Wing.
I'm Goku.
Gundam
Wing.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your argument?
Wait, so did Max win the first time? Guys, okay, Max is one. So I guess Max was the winner last time, not me.
So Max is the winner.
All right, I'm gonna be blessed. It's so sweet.
All right. Why'd Max is one, this? Michelle is two.
I'm sorry, Max.
Whoops,
sorry, guys. All right. So make your argument for Goku.
Goku. Obviously, because, you know, he's basically a god now, and he's against basically the most self-destructed Gundam in the history of the series. I'm not kidding you. That Gundam has, like, self-destructed at least, like, 12 times.
My argument, vote two for me, is that Gundam Wing is super, super big and can crush Goku with one little stepsies. He'd be like, you're a dad, I'm a robot, I live forever in the memories of all the people who love me, I'm the best. And that's like the only argument
I have. He can destroy planets for fun.
I'm like real big.
All right, guys, what is it, one for Max with Goku,
no,
two?
No, it was two for me.
So two for two.
Wait,
two?
No, you switched it.
You switched it.
Okay, so I'm one.
You're one.
Okay, I'm
You're one.
One.
Max is one.
Okay, sorry. Redo.
Redo.
Max is one.
Michelle is
I'm
two.
I'm two. Hold up your number with your finger. Everyone said this two for Max.
Two for Max. Yes. All right, Max.
Is it?
You're the winner.
Poll closed. How dare you? Oh, okay, someone did it. So Max 8, Michelle 5. Thank you for doing. Thank you, Parvis.
Thank you for doing it.
All right.
So I guess technically it's 3 for Max and 0 for you, Michelle.
Wait, is it? I won the first one. No, I won the first one.
Okay. It's 1 and 2.
It's 1 and 2. All right, next round.
Okay.
All right, Michelle.
But this is random. Okay, I'm going to pick a different one. Okay.
All right.
1, 2.
3, 2, 1. Who'd you get? Max?
I got so much. You got so many. Johanne?
You got Johanne from Love Live! Season 2.
What are they, fist fat? Okay, if this was a cooking contest, definitely the winner.
No, this is a battle of sheer will, and I think
if
that
this is a battle of sheer will. Soma has more will than Johanne.
Johanne
sure
will use her little devils to take down Soma. Also, she's so adorable, and everyone fucking loves her. But no one likes her. No one likes Soma.
Just his five friends. Everyone loves
Soma. She is
Soma.
The best girl.
And all right, guys.
Vote. Wait, what's my number again?
So one for Max, two for Michelle.
Vote two for Johanne. You know you want it. Love Live Season 2. It's very good, you guys. Guys, I see you
live,
every day.
What?
Chat.
What?
Two.
I see.
Two.
Who is it? Who is the winner?
Two. Damn it. Ozai says it's two for Mac. Someone close the poll. Let's
close
win.
The poll. What
close
is
poll,
it?
Close the poll. There are 20-second delay, so. No!
Max!
I also look like Shiro.
So Max, you're at four.
I'm at four.
So Max needs one more to win.
Don't forget, Max is one. I'm two always.
Let's do this. You pick from this ball. I'll pick from this ball.
All right.
Just one.
Okay.
So
No. You can see. You might as well look at them, right?
No, don't look at them. It's blind. But don't mix with the old ones you've already pulled. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Who'd you get?
Oh, I haven't watched this.
Oh, this is from Kill la Kill.
I get a new one. I can't argue. I don't know what it is.
Okay, go.
All right, Michelle, who'd you get?
I got Ichigo from Bleach.
I got Kira from Death Note.
If you guys don't vote number two for our Ichigo from Bleach, who's a fucking Shinigami, I don't know what's wrong with
But he's a real person, so that means that I can kill him.
I'm a fictional person that lives in the Death Realm. I am basically your boss.
What?
And I don't. Yeah, because the Shinigami is like the dude who rules your school, and he's the one doing all the killing.
Vote two for Michelle. No, guys! You guys always vote for him.
I have the death note. That's all I'm saying.
I have all the biggest ass swords that exist in the underworld.
Yeah, but you're still alive, so that means I can kill you.
I have a my series is longer than
Ice
yours.
Ice Talk says Kira had a Shinigami for a pet.
I had the most episodes of anime. All right, final count.
Who was it? Was it Max or Michelle?
Oh my god, guys! Thanks for dealing with the polls, y'all. I appreciate it.
I feel like Max
close the polls.
Won this
come on,
one.
Guys! Oh, I think chat's lagging.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, we know Ichigo.
Ichigo sucks.
Oh, I won my one.
Oh, Michelle
won.
I won my one.
I think that was a pity win, but okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Yay! All right. Thanks, Mini Moon.
So, guys, I only won 2 and Max won 4.
All
right. So,
last round. Let's just say last round.
Okay, yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
What is this?
Who'd you get?
Umaru-chan!
I got Vampire Hunter T.
Oh, shit. All
right. One for Max and Vampire Hunter D or two for
Umaru-chan.
Umaru-chan.
I think Umaru-chan wins based on character development alone. I'm not a one-note monkey like that bear by her D. Guys, please.
I already got my flower
chance,
ready.
Please.
That's all I'm saying.
Please,
I already got my flower ready. You might as well just vote.
You guys suck. Totally you guys are goddamn thanks. Traitors. I'm going to remember this tomorrow. I swear to you. I'll get my revenge. You always want Max to win.
All right. Close that poll.
Close that poll.
I know I'm going to lose. Oh. You guys are the worst fans. How dare you? Yeah, thanks for the pity vote, KJ Joseph. I can't read your name.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Ozai. Did you guys close the poll?
Yep, 19 for Max.
Jesus Christ. Don't make it. Oh, God.
And the winner is Max, guys.
The winner of all games, the Game Master.
Thanks, Ice Talk. I appreciate you. Right now, you're dead to me.
So there we are. Max is anime sensei.
I am anime sensei, anime senpai, sentai of games.
Guys, there's so much sugar flour in the air now.
Well, thanks guys for joining us this week. You know, be thankful. Just hashtag, what was it? Weebsgiving.
Weebsgiving. Hashtag Weebsgiving.
We really do want to know like what you guys feel.
Yeah. We'll read the best one. So like the most cry stories. So like make them good. Next week.
And yes. Next week. Yeah. So have a good holiday, guys.
Or just
and
tomorrow.
We will see you next week. We are Hyper Otaku.
Bye, guys. Happy Weebsgiving.
Bye.
Be thankful and shit.